For our afternoon keynote, I want to begin with talking about a little bit about who our keynote lecturer is named after. Dr. Nancy O'Brien, and if you would stand, Nancy, was a former teacher. Superintendent in Norman Public Schools, and this lectureship this afternoon honors her legacy of innovation in education and truly being an advocate for teachers and for students and influencing many of us in our work through our careers, and we want to thank you for that. In Nancy's honor this afternoon, we are pleased to present today's lecturer. I have the honor of introducing Carl Fish. Carl is a longtime teacher, one of the early pioneers of the blogosphere. He created the trilogy about technology and learning, What If, Did You Know, and 2020 Vision. That fits in with that 2020 K-20 vision that Dr. Bradley spoke about this morning. He's taught middle and high school math in Colorado. He is currently the director of technology at Arapahoe High School in Centennial, Colorado. He promotes technology as a tool to meet individual needs of students, helping those students create control of their own learning and pursuing their very own passions. Let's give a warm Oklahoma welcome to Carl Fish.
I want to talk briefly about why I'm passionate about this. I'm passionate about these topics for all my students at my high school and at your schools as well, but particularly because of Abby. She is 11 and a half years old, my daughter, and I want this not just for all my students, but particularly for her. So this is what I'm going to ask you to do today. This is personal to me. I want you to think about your Abby. If you have young children, think about one of them. Every time I say Abby or every time I say students, think about one of them. Or if you're perhaps more mature, you have young grandchildren that you want to think about, or nieces and nephews, or pick one of your students in your classes. But instead of just thinking about the generic student when I'm talking about this, I want you to make it personal. Think about somebody close to you, because I think that when we think about students in general, it's easier to lose track of what's important as opposed to when you're thinking about somebody close. So my purpose today really is the nature of this venue. I'm going to be talking at you for about 45 minutes. It's really hard to walk into this guy taking my pictures. And so I'm going to be talking at you. But the important part is going to be the conversations that you have, hopefully throughout the day, and then you should take back to your schools. So my goal truly is to say one thing in the next 45 minutes that hopefully spurs you to make some changes for your kids. And it might not even be one thing you agree with. It might be one thing you disagree with. Because trust me, at some point in the next 45 minutes, I'm going to say something you disagree with. Usually by the end, I say something I disagree with. So there's a pretty good chance I'm going to say something you disagree with. And I'm going to start out with that I'm a derivative. And I'm a math teacher, but I'm not talking about the calculus kind of derivative. For those of you math teachers out there, sorry, I don't know about that. Pretty much everything I share with you today, like all good teachers, I stole from somebody else. When I remember who I stole it from, I will attribute it. When there's not a name attached to it, trust me, I probably didn't think it was myself. I got it from somebody else, and I just don't remember who. In this case, I am a derivative. I got it from Dean Shresky, who's an educator in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. So just rest assured, I didn't think any of this myself. And pretty much everything I say today, you're going to be able to say, yeah, but. You can say, yeah, but, or you have a budget.